Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, What Are the Laws Surrounding Door Knocking by Real Estate Agents in New South Wales, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, the 25th of January, 2023.
Door knocking. So, you know, I often refer to, whenever I talk about this, it's, you know, the big question is to knock or not to knock. That is the question. So, you know, it's a pretty standard way and it's been used throughout the decades and decades past to increase for agents to increase their listings. But there are laws and regulations around that regulate how we actually engage in door-to-door sales or telemarketing, because that's what it is. It's no different from what, doesn't matter what you're selling, you're selling your services as an agent to list their property. So, you know, it's still, it's door knocking as a sales or a marketing agent. So there are some very easy guidelines that the ACCC, the Australian Competition Consumer Commission, have put out about unsolicited consumer agreements. So what we need to look at here is that an agent, what's on the ACCC website really, an agent engaging in door-to-door sales is not allowed to visit or call during the following times, on Sundays or on public holidays. So no door knocking tomorrow. Before 9 a.m, so can't go in before 9 a.m, or after 6 p.m. on weekdays, before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m. on Saturdays. So some really, very, very strict timeframes there. And the agent must tell the consumer, so the person who opens the door, you must tell them your name. You need to advise the name and address of the agency that you're representing. Advise the purpose of your visit. So, you know, this is, you know, obviously, you know, I'm here to, you know, give you a free appraisal, you know, on your, you know, an opinion of price on your property, or, you know, whatever, you know, you're actually trying to look at here. Tell them that they can be asked to leave at any time, that, you know, that you will go. And if they do ask you to go, you leave immediately and you cannot return to that property within 30 days. So they're the constraints or the restraints around door knocking and the rules by the ACCC. So one very important point here to remember is that any contract entered into when you've done a door-to-door sale. So if you actually, somebody goes, yeah, come on in, I'm actually thinking of selling my house. Apart from your heart going, oh yes, you know, this is an exciting point in your day. So if you've done that from a door knock, it actually becomes an unsolicited consumer agreement, and that agreement has different rules. It has a 10 business day cooling off period, not the one business day that we have on agency agreements when they're entered into, but a 10 business day. Now, that doesn't include Saturdays, whereas our one business day cooling off period on signing an agency agreement that's not come from door knocking does include Saturdays. So, you know, there's some real fine lines here that we need to be aware of. You know, so it starts the business day after. So if you sign it up on Friday this week from a door knock, then you would start your 10 business days on the next business day, which is the Monday, okay? And the consumer can terminate the agreement verbally or in writing. So verbally or in writing, not the way you have to terminate if it's done without the door knock, at any time during that 10 business day cooling off period. So just be aware that, you know, it might be better to, if you door knock and they say, yeah, yes, I'd love this, yeah, have a chat with them and say, how about I come back tomorrow and I've done this, leave them with a consumer education guide, leave them with a, you know, a blank agency agreement. And then when you come back the next day, well, then it's not being signed from the door knock. It's now an arranged appointment. So you go back into your one business day. So, you know, there's ways around this, but you're giving people an opportunity to think about what they're doing, read some documentation about what they're doing before they're making those decisions. So as I said, the cancellation or the rescinding of an agreement can be delivered personally via post, can be emailed, you know, however it gets to you, it gets to you. So and it can be given from the day that, you know, that they've actually signed that agreement. So So as we said, that difference between the Property and Stock Agents Act requiring just the one business day, it's a big difference between the two sets of rules. So just be aware that difference is that the one business day or that includes Saturdays or the 10 business days that doesn't include Saturdays. So, you know, as we said, leave all of those other information with them, come back the next day. So, you know, you need to be careful how you do it. You need to plan how you're doing getting your listings. Door knocking's still there. Many agents still do it. And if that's a technique that you use and that works for you, then just be aware of the rules around getting an agency agreement signed at the time when you first knock on that door. So worth going on to, the Fair Trading site, getting on, getting onto the internet and doing an internet search on door-to-door rules, or go onto our website and read our newsletter that we did quite some time ago. But there's a search bar there, just, you know, knocking, you know, to knock or not to knock was the name of what we wrote a long, long time ago. So which talks about all of those things and gives you some links to go and have a look at some more information. So
thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.